Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 65 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be to meet the people that make theater happen. If you are a theater professional or you know any, make sure that you or they sign up to the website with the code CCFREE, that's curtaincallonline.com, using the code CCFREE, and claim a Curtain Call profile today, which is, as the code says, free. Join today and start connecting to the theater industry. And now for this week's podcast. Curtain Call recently partnered with The Mono Box, a fantastic organization founded by Joan Iola, I hope I said that right, actress, most recently seen on the stage at Shakespeare's Globe in Eleanor Rhodes' production of Boudicca, and Polly Bennett, a movement director and choreographer who has worked at theaters including the Royal Court, Birmingham Rep, Chichester Festival Theater, and more, many more, as she's currently preparing the cast of the National Theater's production of People, Places, and Things before they head off to New York later this month. Now, these two amazing women run the non-for-profit network that caters for actors, writers, and theater makers who are looking for continued further alternative affordable training. Over the past 3 years, they've become a resource for theater professionals, affording them networking opportunities, further skills attainment, and practical tools that will help them in the industry. Now, we attended one of their renowned speech surgeries a couple of weeks ago, where theater professionals can browse their collection of literally thousands of plays. They can look for monologues or plays that may be suitable for auditions or simple exploration. Attendees can even perform their audition pieces in front of a director and other creatives for immediate feedback, which is, I can tell you, is invaluable. I wish I knew about this years ago when they started. Everyone we talked to was super enthusiastic about the Mono Box and their ability to give advice, allow those networking opportunities I was talking about, and support professionals no matter where they are in their career. Now, I spoke to Niall Bishop, a volunteer and an ambassador for the Mono Box, about his experience of the time working for this amazing group of people. Have a listen. So can I ask your name and what you do at the Mono Box? Yeah. Like specifically today at a speech surgery, which we've never been to. So if anybody listening to this, you might get a feel of totally. What it is. So
Sure. So my name is Niall Bishop. So I'm a volunteer at the Mono Box. I've been a volunteer at the Mono Box for a couple of years now, mainly because I just kept turning up so often. They said, look, you might as well help us out here. You might as well pass out some biscuits. So what happens at a Mono Box is people come in to look for speeches or look for monologues. So that's kind of what people come down for. But generally, it's so people can kind of get here and train as well. So there's classes and courses going on. They also just meet other people. So they come for speech, but they end up staying for meeting other people, for doing some training courses to keep them fresh, because there's some great courses that happen here through movement, through voice, through text. So some directors, some actors, some creatives come in here and run courses. And they can also, with the Q&As then, so the questions and answer sessions that happen on a Sunday and the speech surgeries, they can hear from people who are out there and working and hear about what's worked for them. But also, when things haven't been good, when things have been tough, what they've done to sustain themselves and try and keep a creative career going. And there's tea and biscuits. Free tea and biscuits.
I mean, the thing, one of the things that you said, which, you know, we're very aware of, is like the networking side of things and keeping in touch with the industry, because I think you can run the risk of sitting back doing nothing, kind of, which only just drags you down, because you know, if you're waiting for things to happen, in a way you can make things happen or wait for things to happen. I think, you know, there's a 50 people in that room, more than 50 people, kind of going, right, well, I'm going to look at a monologue, I'm going to maybe talk to somebody about it, maybe find a duologue where I can kind of work something with each other. I mean, the further training that you were talking about and being proactive is really important in our careers. I mean, as performers, we have to keep our muscle, you know, acting muscle.
And in Britain, people have this, what I hear sometimes is, I do 4 years and my training's over. And then I'm just working. And that's not really the case. So, you know, being able to come to a course, we do for 2 days, you do for a week, and as you said, you meet other actors who are other people who either starting off or in the middle of the career, or wherever they're coming back to acting. It's kind of, you realize that you're not on your own. you realise that there's a lot of people in the same boat as you. And the most important thing, as you said, is that you're out there talking to other people and maybe building relationships that are going to sustain you through a career, because nobody can do it on their own.
No.
Nobody does it on their own, no matter who you are.
Yeah, it takes a village, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's it. And, you know, that is absolutely it. The Monobox is a village of people who are starting out and are trying to find their way through it, you know, because there's a lot of misty-eyed myths out there that aren't really true, I think.
Looking in there as well and listening to people, there's a real mix of people who have gone to drama school, haven't gone to drama school, are thinking about doing something, you know, writers.
Yeah, people who are interested in writing.
People who are interested in writing
thinking
or directing,
writing,
yeah, thinking about that possibility, like the scope of possibility as well, being able to just entertain that possibility in a room full of people is a great thing, right?
Yeah. It's just, and the village thing, as you said, so if you're not working, where do you go? You go back to the village.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're in between work, where do you go? You hang out at the village. You know what I mean? It's kind of, it's a place to come back to. I know, for example, Joan, who's co-founder of this, would always say in between the jobs that she does, the Monobox is kind of like where she comes back to.
Yeah.
You know, because there's familiar faces here, you know, it's always there. It's always something you can come back to. It's something you can drop in on. And, and it's, as you said, like, without that, how do you sustain yourself?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, you're probably convinced that everybody else is doing something you're not.
Yeah.
And you can get into this negative thought.
When you're in a band and you're not the only one, like I think the Foo Fighters did it on James Corden. If you're in the band and you're not, and you're the one that's not in the in the van, you know they're talking about you.
But I
think there's also the whole thing about, say, when somebody asks, what are you doing? Like, what are you up to? To be able to say, oh, I've just been at the Monobox, or I've just been at the Actor Center, I've just been doing this reading.
Yeah.
That shows an active interest, doesn't it?
Yeah. But as well as that, we all dread that question. So if you meet an accountant, meet an accountant, you're not going to be saying, hey, what spreadsheets are you working on these days? It's like, only an actor gets asked in that. And you could be coming off the best show, right? Or you could be coming off a film set, and people, what's next for you?
Yeah, like, immediately. Yeah, you're in the chair.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the makeup chair. So what are you doing after this?
I'm going home, man.
I'm
making a cup of tea. What do you want?
I mean, it's flying into LAX, you know, and then you have to put your thing, you know, what are you, your landing card, your profession, you put actor. So this, before they stand and go, oh, what movies can I see in? what are you working on now?
Like, yeah.
I'm here like, on holiday.
I haven't seen you in anything. Matt, dude, you go to cinema twice a year. Is that my film? Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, you need to watch more stuff. But, like,
genius.
So for that is, as you said, it's to be able to say, yeah, I was at the Monobox. I picked up a monologue, I picked up a play.
Yeah.
I did a voice course for a day, I did a, you know, a course for a day and a half or whatever.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so like,
will you continue to volunteer here? Is it something that
till they kick me out?
Oh, really?
Till they like lock the door? Till they have security say no, you're not coming in.
So does it just give you that buzz?
I love it. Yeah, I do, because you feel like you're helping out. Like, and for me, it's improved my knowledge of plays.
Yeah,
you know, having the idea of having a monologue in your back pocket.
Yeah,
you know, refinding new plays, reading new plays, helping people who are coming into it. I spoke to a guy this morning. Young guy who works in the civil service, and he didn't think that he could, you know, maybe study part time and keep his job going and then maybe build a career in acting. I was saying, you totally can.
Yeah.
So I enjoy the helping part of it, and there's just good people involved in it.
Now, Bishop there, ambassador and volunteer for the Monobox, and an all-around great guy. Before we wrap up, if you are a theater professional and want to join the network built by theater professionals for theater professionals, a network that's growing every day, then head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free Curtain Call profile with the code CCFREE. And you can follow us on all the socials via Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtain Call. That's all one word. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast, just get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. And that John is with an H, not a Jonathan. It leaves me now just to thank Niall Bishop for chatting to me, and also Polly, Joan, and everyone over at the Monobox. If you'd like to know more about the Monobox and all the workshops and surgeries that they have on offer, visit www.themonobox.co.uk, where you can also sign up for their newsletter for even more information. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.